A concerned parent has contacted the programme to voice worry over the speed limit passing their child's school. Seamus lives in the Macrofelt area and has three children attending Spires Integrated Primary School. Seamus, good morning. You've been fighting this for some time.
Yes, good morning.
Tell us what's been happening.
Well, the school has been fighting it for a number of years and seem to be getting nowhere. There have been meetings with the road service and the police. They seem to always be putting it back till this new bypass had opened.
And that opened a matter of days ago?
Yes, it did, yep.
So just so we understand this, the speed limit was initially 60 mile an hour outside the school?
Yes, the speed limit was 60. They done an assessment on the road which proved brought back a 43 mile an hour average on the road, so they decided to drop it to 50. They also agreed to move the 30 mile limit zone out past Sherborne, housing development there. And that is as far as it went.
So now what they've said is the Department of Infrastructure have told us that there will be a further review of speed limits, which will take place 6 months after the completion of the new scheme. So that's a week and a half ago that it opened. So you're talking 6 months into the beginning of next year. Do you think, is that sufficient? Or do you think, Seamus, this is something that you will continue to battle against for many years?
Well, I don't think it's sufficient because I sat in a meeting with the road service and the police and asking them about that. And the answers that I got from the road service was they didn't want to inconvenience the driver by asking them to drive at 30 mile an hour past the primary school and to the town.
Well, from your perception, Seamus, how bad is it in terms of the speed of the traffic? You've told me yourself they've said an average of 43, but from what you've seen yourself?
Now, I have walked to school with my children, and the traffic going past 43, 50 mile an hour, it's too fast past children walking, just literally 2-3 metres from the curb.
And do children have to cross the road in terms of people being dropped off by buses or cars?
No, the school has a car park located at the grounds, but also there has been near misses where parents have been leaving the grounds, turning out across the road back into Macrofelt, also slowing up to get into the school, with drivers coming fast behind them, having to brake hard. There has been one instance where a car has actually braked and has been going too fast and had to mount the grass and into the pillar at the school. Now, luckily, nobody was killed.
Joan Bell is the principal at the school. Joan, when it comes to children and their safety and car speeds, it's something that's quite emotive. And perhaps some people might say that we let our emotions run away from us. Do you think that this is a major issue? Is speed a real problem outside the school?
Yes, speed is definitely a main problem outside the school. Since 1999, we've campaigned to get the speed reduced. We are an eco school. We are involved in the Travel Wise Safer Routes. And annually, every year, we participate in the Walk to School Week. And we have an average of 95% of pupils on that walk every day on that week. Staff accompany them on this walk. And that really is the only reason why parents permit such a high volume to walk along the Moneymoor Road. The speed of traffic is horrendous. We have listened to the different departments telling us that everything will be okay once the new bypass is in place. However, what is happening is what we had predicted, that the volume of traffic has reduced but the speed has increased.
Because in the statement to us they do say that they assume or they expect the traffic volume to reduce by almost 50% as a result of the new bypass. So have you noticed a significant drop?
There is definitely a significant drop in the volume but a significant increase in the speed.
So less cars, more speed.
Yes. Can I also just talk about their time spans as well? We have been promised a review in 6 months' time, but the speed limit that came into place last week on the 50 miles per hour zone was supposed to be in place almost a year ago. But they said at our last meeting it had been delayed, but didn't give any reason as to why it was delayed. We asked, because we just thought it was an opportune time with the bypass, for the speed limit to be reduced to 30 miles per hour. They just kept quoting policy to us, and it is policy that we need to do another review and see what happens.
Well, it's policy, I guess, Joan, that yourself and many parents that have children at this school will say that needs to change. They need to address the issue within the road service and the speed that cars are allowed to go. Have you ever raised the potential of speed bumps or traffic calming measures that I've noticed outside some schools?
We brought that up at our last meeting, which was in June. We had a number of representatives from different parties and the Department of Infrastructure and PSNI. And we were told, we mentioned all of that, and no, it wouldn't be feasible on our road. I also mentioned very much a concern that a lot of traffic heading out of Macrofelt sees the widened road because of the right turn into the school, and they overtake coming past our school. And I asked if there was anything we could do, even over no overtaking lines, but we were told, quote-unquote, that they shouldn't be overtaking outside the school. And of course, we agreed with them, but I mean, people do it, and they have almost caused collisions with staff leaving the premises and turning right.
You would like to think, Joan, that people, when they are aware they're coming up to a school, I assume there are signs that warn them about children crossing or potentially crossing ahead, that they would slow down. Do you think, is that something that people do, or are people quite careless when it comes to that?
I think people seem to be careless. I mean, we live in a fast society, and everyone wants to get to their next place as quickly as possible. The road is quite wide. It's a nice straight patch of road, so I suppose people feel once they leave the 30 miles per hour zone that they can immediately speed up and move on.
Stevie, you're a lollipop man.
That's correct, yes, I am indeed.
And how do you see speed in general when you're out doing your job?
It's disgraceful. I agree with those previous two callers. I mean, the way they drive past, I do, I'm not want to say where I do, but I do a primary school and a secondary school. And it's a very, very busy junction where I do it. And it's a 30-mile-hour limit, which is completely ignored because they drive past and on their mobile phones. They are doing their makeup in the mirrors. They are talking to their passengers, look at themselves in the mirror. It's just a disgrace. And it's where I do it, as I say, it's a very, very busy junction. And the speed that they drive past, then I'm kicking children across the road, and as I'm doing that, they're sitting there and they're revving their engines as if to say, hurry up and get across the road.
They're revving their engines at you and children crossing the road.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, because I'm, as I say, it's very busy where I do it, and there's quite a quantity of children who go across the road.
They must see you just as purely as an inconvenience then, unless their kids are at that school.
Oh, yes, of course. No, I haven't said that. Now, there is quite a lot of people who are very good and do stop for me. But there is that element, I'm sure, in everything that there is. They just don't want to stop.
Do you ever get concerned when you're crossing the road, Stevie, that the cars approaching won't stop?
Yes, sometimes I do feel that, yes. And I have to weigh up in my own mind very quickly whether I think they're going to stop or not. Obviously, I can't. If they're driving along at 60 mile an hour and I walk straight out in front of them, then that would be a serious issue.
Any near misses, Stevie?
Yes, I've had one occasion where this car just kept on coming towards me. I was screaming at him to stop, and he just kept on going and going and going. And I was actually a couple of the parents seeing what was going on, and they reported they took us as
the registration.
Took it to the police. But he just kept on going, and I was screaming at him to stop. But I don't think the police took anything further action of it.
What is the speed limit at the school where you
30
work?
30 miles an hour.
30, and do you think is that sufficient, or do they stick to that, or should it be lower?
I think it's a fair enough, yes, but it's just abused. You know, there's people that, where I do it is very busy, and there's another little junction goes off to another, you can sort of go there to go somewhere else, if you know what I mean. And they just fly down there, and then they turn off to wherever they're going. And I could nearly tell you the registration numbers of the cars that are driving, that are going to go past me at 60 mile an hour.
Every day?
Every day. And I mean, and I mean, children are children, and some of them, you know, obviously they're young, and they just sort of, some of them are not keen to get across the road. They do sometimes.
Of course.
Step out. I do my best to stop, of course I do. But I'm just waiting for an accident to happen one day, because it's a disgrace the way they drive past schools.
Well, not
just my school, but every school in Northern Ireland.
We complain, Stevie, quite a bit about the likes of speed cameras, but perhaps speed cameras in schools is something that we could look further at. Danielle, good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
Yes, my son also attends Spires Integrated Primary School. And even doing the school run tomorrow, it just hits home how unsafe that road is. Although there is less cars, the speed has increased. The drivers are just going so fast. And I think our children's safety should be a priority, and not how quick drivers can reach their destination. Now, our children will not experience the independence of being able to walk to and from school because it's just not safe. So the children's independence are being taken away from them also.
You're concerned then about your own child that attends this school?
Everybody's children I'm concerned for. The road is just too fast. 50 miles per hour outside of school is just not good enough.
And what about Danielle, when they say they will review this again in 6 months, after this new bypass is opened?
No, 6 months is too long. There's going to be a fatal accident before it gets to this stage. And it's almost as if that's what needs to happen before it's going to be taken seriously.
Okay, Danielle, we'll leave it there with yourself for now. Neville, very quickly, go ahead.
Well, I travel occasionally to Scotland because of family there, and what really amazes me is that just about every school, every school as far as I know, even on absolutely main trunk roads, has a 20-mile-an-hour limit of flashing lights and whatnot during the time that the school is going in and coming out. Mm-hmm. And it is obeyed as well. Not only that, you know, and a side point is that even the 30-mile-an-hour limits all over Scotland in particular are obeyed religiously by just about every driver.
Would you be calling, Neville, for a 30-mile-an-hour limit outside every school, secondary school, integrated school, primary school?
A 20-mile-an-hour limit. And, you know, we often hear about our local politicians, well, we used to anyway, going on freebie trips over to investigate something across the water.
Well, maybe this is something for them to investigate.